Music lives high in the sky. One of the world's largest musical instruments is also one of the most public. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis considers carillons and their bells, which are ringing out in summer concert series all over the greater Philadelphia region.
A carillon is a set of large cast bronze bells suspended on a frame, usually at the top of a tall, partially enclosed tower.
So I love being up here because of all these big bells.
Janet Tebble is carillonneur at First United Methodist Church in the Germantown section of Philadelphia.
We have five bells that are bigger than the Liberty Bell. Our fifth bell is the size is the Liberty Bell. There's the Liberty Bell over there.
Each bell clapper is connected by a wire through the flooring, if any, to what looks like an organ console. But the keys, instead of ivories, are wooden handles, called batons, and they're not played with the fingertips, says Lisa Loney, carillonneur at Princeton University and at St. Thomas Whitemarsh in suburban Philadelphia.
They're struck with the closed fist or the open hand. The lower bells, which may be a little bit more difficult to play because you're moving a clapper that might be about 500 or 600 pounds, are played with the feet. The hands are flying, the feet are going at a rapid pace, and we're usually working up a sweat. It's not pretty to watch, but it's, I think, really a beautiful instrument from the ground.
On the ground is where the listeners are, and carillon recitals are inevitably open-air events. This summer, recitals are taking place at Princeton, Longwood Gardens, First Methodist Church in Germantown, St. Thomas Whitemarsh, and Valley Forge.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.